Freeform Radio. Freeform Radio. WMFO. Medford.
Called Gorgon. That's Juliana Hatfield. Her album is called Blood. And I'm Bill. Thanks, Matt, for giving us some bitchin' radio from 8 to 9. And this is WMFO, Bill Until 10. There's a request line if you want me to play something, 855-915-9636. A text line, 781-350-3264, and an email for me, that is billwmfo@gmail.com, and this is Bent Roy's song from Dive.
I'm not afraid to childhood bedroom, and I'm so bored of 22. Same old nothing every day, too old to be a runaway. Expiring at my mama's house, really thought that I'd be out by now. I'm terrified of the future, scared that I'll still be a loser. At 21, disappointed my dad, did it just for fun. Had to choose between being broken, bored, so I cut my losses and I left New York. Not sure why I feel so dumb, the best of my years are yet to come. I sit and wait in the driveway, it's just a couple more weeks till my birthday.
Perfect podcast is out there, and with over
that's not true. A perfect podcast is not out there, and if it were, no, who cares. Hi, this is WMFO. That was 23 by Wallace. Her album is called Off the Rails. It's an EP. We heard Japanese Breakfast with Slide Tackle from the Jubilee album, and yes, that was me turning it off by accident before it was over. And we started with Dive from 016 with Bent Roy's song. Freeform Radio, WMFO. Don't worry, I'm not going to turn any more songs off. This is Take Stuff From Work by King Missile.
bothered, don't watch me down here. Let's just get high again. Through the frozen window, I see a dark shape on the street. Are you the vampire? I feel a dark heart on the street. Disappointed when I called. If you had ever saved my number in your phone, and I never blamed you twisting me up in it all. Say it to my face before you write it on the wall.
That band's called The Goon Sacks, the song called In the Stone, and their album is called Mirror 2. Sisters of Mercy with the one called This Corrosion, that was 80s, and also 80s, Take Stuff from Work by King Missile. If you're working remotely, I don't know what you can take. Files? Bandwidth? I don't know. Hey, who said it was okay to talk? It's WMFO.
I'm losing my edge. The kids are coming up from behind. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids from France and from London. But I was there. I was there in 1968. I was there at the first Cannes show in Cologne. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. footsteps.
I hear
when they get on the decks. I'm losing my edge to the internet
seekers.
Who can tell me?
Every member
of every good group
from 1962 to 1978.
Although I'm losing my edge.
I'm losing
all the kids
to the art school
of Brooklynites
and Berlin
in little jackets
and borrowed nostalgia for the unremembered 80s.
Well, I'm losing my edge.
I'm losing my edge.
But I was there.
The swans, the soft cell, the sonic, the typical of me. That's so typical of me.
Typical from Goodbye Honolulu from 017 LCD Sound System Losing My Edge. I think I missed Honk this year. You probably didn't. And here's some music that could have been in Honk. It's by Sons of Kemet. And this is WMFO.
Thank you. Chet Miller kept the Senior Citizen Center for a long time up there in Seattle, Washington. Jack had spent most of his life in the forest as a logger or timber beast, they called him in those days, because you were treated like an animal. There were no bunk houses. He recalled sleeping on the ground with his fellow workers with their wet clothes from the rainforest piled in a heap next to the fire, hoping that they would be dry by the time to go to work the next day. He spoke many different languages in the forest, and they could hardly talk to each other. It was just like Lawrence. He said most of them had never been to school. Most of them couldn't read or write. Jack Miller could remember the Verona. There was a shingle weaver strike up at Everett, Washington. It's called the Everett Massacre. It's another one of those that didn't make it into the history books. The Wobblies, they chartered a steam launch called the Verona, and they had it sailed up there to Everett, bringing strike relief. And as the boat sailed into the pier, Sheriff McRae had ringed the whole pier with armed deputies. He just deputized every drunk in every bar in town and put a rifle in their hand. Well, they surrounded the boat, and when they lowered the gangplank, Sheriff McRae walked to the end of it and said, "Who are your leaders here?" And they shouted back with one voice, "We are all leaders here." Well, that scared the tar out of the law, you know, and they began shooting. Those deputies began shooting. A lot of those Wobblies were killed. Some of the deputies were killed in the crossfire, though. So when the Wobblies and those that survived made it back to Seattle, they were arrested, and they were thrown in the Snohomish County Jail on a charge of murder, a whole bunch of them. Well, that jail was an all-steel jail. It was the newest affair, all made out of steel. It had just barely opened, so the heat wasn't on, and there was no blankets, and you couldn't get any smokes. So those Wobblies, they passed a note from one cell block to the other. And then by common consent, the next day, they were all gathered in the middle of each cell block. And when the noon whistle blew, they began to jump up and down simultaneously. Up and down, singing all the time. And finally they hit the resonating frequency of that jail and cracked the south wall. They broke the jail. And Jack Miller said, thus proving everlastingly what a union is, a way to get things done together that you can't get done alone. Now Jack said, you know, we didn't have any intellectual life. We lived in our emotions. We were passionate people, and we were comfortable in our emotions. We made commitments to struggle emotionally, commitments for which there are no words. But those commitments carried us through 50, 60 years of struggle. He said, you show me people who make the same commitments intellectually, and I don't know where they'll be next week. Kind of stern, isn't it? Well, he said, armed only with our sense of degradation as human beings, we came together and organized and changed the condition of our lives. Now, this is the hard thing, he said. Why can't you young people, with all you've got, do the same thing?
Yeah, why?
Why do you think?
Why can't a certain people?
All right, that's a story from Utah Phillips called Why Come, from a record he made called Fellow Workers with Ani DeFranco, and Sons of Kemet with jazz song called Throughout the Madness Stay Strong from their album Back to the Future. I'm Bill. I'm going to leave with California Uberalis by DKs and General Public by Fax. Goodbye.
Face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm. 100% natural. You will jog for the master race and always wear that happy face. Close your eyes, can't happen here. They go on while the horse is near. The hippies won't come back, you say. Mellow out or you will pay. Mellow out or you will pay. California, over Islands.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.